Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. I travel a lot. I'm on that unsecured Wi-Fi when I'm on the plane, when I'm at the airport, when I'm at the hotel. NordVPN.com/Fightful helps me stay safe and secure. And I can change my virtual location with just one click. So if I'm across the country, I can change my virtual location and get access to all the shows that I'm already paying for. But not just that. I can get pay-per-views much more affordably, a lot of content more affordably, with a wider array of content thanks to that ability to change my virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and it works on all my devices, whether it be a laptop, desktop, PC, router, TV. NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered, and we have you covered with a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of 4 months free. On top of that great service, the fastest VPN in the world, three great tiers, NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. How could you not? He's responsible for getting, I don't know, literally everybody who's wrestled in New Japan on U.S. soil into the company at this point. You got Wrestle Kingdom coming up on New Japan World. He's got his hands in a little bit of everything. It's Rocky Romero. What's up, Rocky?
I got my hands in the cookie jar.
You do. I mean, you're on vacation right now doing an interview with me. If that doesn't speak to your work ethic, what does?
My wife is so angry right now.
Really?
She's asleep, actually, so it's totally fine.
I'll let you guess the one other wrestler who has done an interview with me on their vacation.
Gotta be somebody hardworking.
Listen, I like them. It was Tennille Dashwood.
Oh.
She's like brilliant with the travel blogging and stuff,
right,
to the point
right.
to where she knows how to get comped for all this stuff. So she gets paid to like just go exotic places. And I hit up Impact. I was like, hey, I'd love to interview Tennille. And they're like, she doesn't really do that. And I was like, listen, come on. I never asked you all for anything. And the next thing I know, she's Zooming me from her vacation. And I was like, all right, cool. This worked out. So you and Tennille right there. How about that one?
I mean, I'm in good, I'm in with good company for sure.
You yeah. are. And you told me you're about to, you know, in a few days, you'll be heading to Japan. By the time people see this, they will be heading to Japan. Also, by the time people see this, it'll be January 1st. Is there anything or anybody specifically that you would be allowed to talk about on January 1st that maybe you wouldn't have been before that?
January? No. Poor Sean. You always, man, you always hit me up, and I feel like I'm so bad with it, like information, but...
Here's what I'll do, guys. Here's a little inside story. I'll be like, give me the scoop, Rocky. And then after what I'm alluding to unfolds, he'll be like, I got nothing. I got nothing.
I always have to wait 24 hours, you know? We'll see how it plays out first.
and it's so funny because Gallows and Anderson are almost the opposite because I think they're always lying to me.
Right.
And they never, I can see that. They never are. They've never right. lied to me about anything. I just don't believe them, and that's my fault. So they'll tell me stuff that would be, like, big stories. Like, in the past, they don't really anymore, but I just didn't believe them. And then it happened, and I was like, I thought you all were joking about this. Like, I thought you
well,
all
you
made
never
this
know
up.
With them. They're hard. Yeah, they're hard to read sometimes because you just think they're always lying and BSing. So you're just like, oh, yeah, that's definitely not going to happen.
Well, a lot of things did happen. I mean, from what I had heard, as far as Carl understood, he was always working Wrestle Kingdom, which is kind of unprecedented in the situation that we see. And again, Wrestle
Kingdom. In his mind, at least.
Yeah, in his mind. Because, right. I mean, straight up, he was like, it's happening. It's going to happen. Working Wrestle Kingdom. Don't care what anybody says. That's how it's going to go. And it did happen that way. Did it shock you that was able to unfold the way that it did? Because this is a part of a relationship that we haven't necessarily seen in
right.
a long time.
So, I mean, the whole thing was shaky, I felt like, you know, in some kind of way. Not that, like, you know, WWE was going to go against what they originally had promised, you know, Carl. But just, you know, it's a big company. They're super busy. And, you know, right off the bat, it got a little scary because, you know, he was announced for Osaka to defend the title against Hikuleo. And then also just so happened it was the same day as the Saudi show. So then it was like, oh, well, I mean, they just invested a bunch of money back into these guys and they just brought them back on TV. Are they going to let Carl go to Japan? Of course not.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand. I mean, like on the New Japan side, if it was flipped, it would have went that way as well. You know, so but, you know, kudos to WWE for letting him finish out the dates. And, you know, he was already he defended the title against Hikuleo in Japan already in December. And then now, you know, it's road to the Tokyo Dome and it's going to be him versus Tama Tonga. It's a year in the making almost. So, like, I'm pumped. Let's do it. And thank you, WWE, for letting it happen. You know,
Tama Tonga, who is jacked.
Congratulations to Tama Tonga.
Yeah, my God,
man. Won the bodybuilding competition for New Japan just a couple days
ago. I saw that. He won Best Body. Gallows and Anderson had such a wild 2022 from Impact to being like, well, there's a regime change because I had heard there was interest in them, or at least, you know, as long as AJ's there, there's going to be some sort of interest in
for sure.
Gallows and Anderson. But then there's a big regime change. Well, then once they get all their stuff sorted with that regime change, they get that call. I heard that it was like late August or something like that. So it was a while before they were even on WWE TV that you guys like had to work this stuff out and even had time to worry. What are they going to do? Is it going to be a double cross? Like there's so many things that could happen in wrestling. And these are your actual friends.
I know. Lucky me.
So what was going on in your mind? How were you feeling at the time?
It's just so much stress, John. The whole ride was very bumpy, you know, obviously, like, because I think everybody's intentions were good. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, obviously Carl's intentions, good. Gal's intentions were good. And to make good on everything that they've already promised, you know, to, you know, appear at some of these shows and obviously, you know, Carl's a champion. So I think everybody's intentions were good. And it's just, how do we get there? You know, that's always the sketchy part when professional wrestling, because there's so many moving parts. And like I said, WWE is a huge company. And obviously with the regime change, you don't know what was going to happen. You know, like anything could happen. You know, Vince could come back in power. You know, nobody knows, you know, like, so obviously, you know, Triple H now being in charge. I mean, we could see that obviously Shinsuke Nakamura going over to, you know, to work for Noah against Muda, and, you know, Carl Anderson working in New Japan. I mean, it does seem like, you know, there's a complete, you know, change in how they feel about working with other companies or even letting talent go and do really cool stuff outside of WWE, because I feel like it all just helps the product either way, right? I mean, like in Japan, you know, New Japan is the market, you know, yes. They're the market maker, you know, but, you know, everywhere else in the world, you know, WWE has very strong business. So I feel like it doesn't hurt WWE by letting Carl Anderson or Shinsuke come over to this market where they're not as strong and letting them get, you know, it's like free advertising for WWE, you know?
I remember when it first happened, people said, oh, well, will this affect the AEW New Japan relationship? And then I thought about it. I was like, well, AEW works with AAA. AAA doesn't work with New Japan. Did that affect that relationship? Well, maybe initially. Was there any part of this that made you go, okay, this could cause issues elsewhere? Did you have any conversations, or were there conversations with Tony Khan to say, like, will this cause an issue? Or is it just kind of a, well, we'll cross that bridge if we get there type of thing? Because Wrestle Kingdom has wrestlers from almost every company. It's like one of the biggest amalgamations ever.
Yeah, I like how you used amalgamations there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Big words. I talked to Tony, you know, quite frequently, you know, and you know, there's always seems to be some kind of business between New Japan and AEW. So, you know, when I was there, and I kind of knew what was going on, you know, for the last couple of months. So I kind of like filled him in, and he's not afraid to ask like what's going on either, you know, like, hey, what's going on with this? So, you know, I filled him in that, you know, like we were talking to WWE, and, you know, there might be, you know, we're hoping to work it all out. Obviously, like Saudi Arabia, you know, they were going to do Saudi, and, you know, there was going to have to be some changes, but we think everything is going to work out. That was always like, we hope everything is going to work out. So it's, yeah, and even till it's all said and dead and Carl Anderson is wrestling Tama Tonga, then it's all just a hope, you know, I feel like in a way. But yeah, no, I, you know, Triple H and everybody was really cool about making it happen, like I said. And I guess like everybody's big question is there going to be more crossover stuff with WWE? That's what everybody wants to know, right? But I mean, really, AEW has been an amazing partner. Obviously, Forbidden Door was a massive success. You know, an even bigger success than I think both companies had hoped. It was bigger than that. So, you know, and throughout this last, 2 years, almost year and a half or whatever, you know, they've been an amazing partner. And you know, their show is on New Japan World in Japan, and, you know, Dynamite and Rampage. So, I mean, there's like a lot of business going on between the two companies. It would be hard to say like, oh, now we're going to go and do business with your biggest competitor. You know, I think that would... I could see why that would hurt our relationship with AEW long term. But I think in this case, it's kind of like it was totally cool because Carl was a part of New Japan. He's obviously a champion. So, you know, he's got to come and show up and defend the belt, hopefully. And so I think, you know, Tony was cool with it. Very understanding about the whole thing.
And I mean, it seemed like Anderson and Gallows had a good working relationship with AEW when they were there, too, which was not under contract or anything like that. And I mean, maybe you can't say anything. Did WWE ever ask for anything in return for that? Like there's a lot of speculation, like maybe a Rumble appearance. Like the right. One that I hear is everybody's like, love to see Kairi Sane pop back up over there. Who wouldn't? Right. But she seems very happy in what she's doing now. Had they asked for anything that you can reveal?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay.
But you know, I, you know, now that there is some communication, right. And they did do a solid by letting, you know, Carl come in and do the Japan dates. I mean, and it, you know, it's very possible, you know, that they could come and ask for something. And, you know, obviously like, what was it? 2016 or 17, Liger went and did the, you know, the NXT show. And so, you know, and also like with Antonio Inoki passing and him being a part of the Hall of Fame, like if, you know, I'm sure if WWE ever wanted to do something, you know, with Antonio Inoki and doing something with New Japan, I'm sure that that, you know, New Japan would oblige and want to be a part of it.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Because, you know, we'd love to honor, you know, the founder of New Japan Pro Wrestling in any kind of way.
What were your thoughts on Tony's promo on Nick Khan? It was last year when he had the shades on and all that stuff, and there were rumors that WWE was working with Nick Khan. I thought it was hilarious. Actually, the people I talked to in WWE thought it was hilarious. Like, they liked it. They thought it was funny. Like, right. It seemed like everybody got the bit except for people who just didn't want to get the bit.
Right. I think it's one of those cool things in wrestling, you know, like there's a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, I mean, Tony's a smart guy, you know, he gets the wrestling business this was his moment to kind of troll a little bit, which is fun, you know? So like when you get to see, you know, somebody, you know, with that kind of status in professional wrestling, the owner of AEW kind of trolling WWE a little bit, trolling Nick Khan a little bit. I mean, I think it's all a good fun and it's all pretty cool. And honestly, maybe even helped Forbidden Door in some kind of way, you know, if you really think about it. So I think it's, you know, smart marketing on Tony's part.
Again, Wrestle Kingdom on New Japan World. This Wrestle Kingdom's going to look a lot different. And it's been a while since you've been in a Wrestle Kingdom environment where fans can cheer. Like, how's that going to feel for you being just in the building around? Like, I mean, this is a major shift now that clap more than just clapping is allowed.
We all might cry.
Like, for real. Osprey was getting emotional about it. He's like, for everybody that talks about the golden era of New Japan, he's like, there's a lot of people I don't know if they would have been able to survive here because it was 100%. Emotionally and mentally draining.
1,000%, I should say. Yeah, I mean, you think about Will has had some of his greatest matches in front of clap crowds. And as a wrestler, you know, yeah, we're in the moment. We're just doing our thing. But, like, there's no kind of like reward at the end of it, feeling like, oh man, like what your efforts and everything that you're doing is, you know, do people actually care? You know, you don't know, because they're not responding the way that they're supposed to respond. So I feel like, you know, it's been a really, really hard, you know, 2.5 years, 3 years, whatever it's been. And, you know, somehow we've managed to get through it. And obviously, like, the company has changed a lot in those 2 to 3 years. And, you know, definitely, you know, thank God for AEW and other outlets to, you know, help keep kind of New Japan popping, you know, a little bit, especially in the West. And, you know, New Japan Strong has, you know, been helpful in that. And a lot of the US shows have been really, really amazing. But I feel like this is kind of like full circle, just huge moment. It's also, you know, Kenny's coming back to New Japan. It's just like, there's a lot of stuff that's happening. You know, maybe there might be some special guests that show up. We don't know. There's a lot of speculation, but I feel like, this could be like a turning point for the ship, you know, for New Japan in general. And, you know, definitely I want to see, you know, New Japan, you know, get just as popular as they were in, like, you know, 2018, you know, 2017, 2019, and see them kind of come back in the West. And I think this was a great, you know, turning point for that.
It's very clear that AEW forming did have an impact on New Japan, especially domestically, and they already had plans to expand into the U.S. I feel like the pandemic, as terrible as it was, it did force a brand split, and honestly, Strong has been one of my favorite TV shows, period, for a very long time. But now that relationship is there, we're seeing that crossover. We're seeing more of a foothold in the U.S. You mentioned the rumors of a special guest. I have to at least ask whether you can say anything or not. Word is it's Sasha Banks, Mercedes Vernado. When I talked to people that tried to book her, they said that they weren't able to book her for wrestling stuff until January 1st. Well, January 4th, Wrestle Kingdom on New Japan World. What can you say?
I can neither confirm nor deny at this moment.
Really?
So, I cannot. Yeah.
So you're saying it's happening and that all the Sasha Banks stan accounts should specifically tweet at you in the days leading up to it?
I think if you really want to know, you need to watch Wrestle Kingdom on NJPWWorld.com and you will get the answer.
Can't wait to see what happens when they post GIFs. I'm sure that will go that will go well for their Twitter accounts. But hey, that it's what I'm hearing. I can right, say that. Right. I can say that without putting it on Rocky. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm reporting. But
Sean, you can say whatever you want. It's your show.
I can't say whatever I want. I can say that you all are going to do a WWE New Japan AEW Forbidden Door next year. Who's to say? And then when people say, well, what's the context of that? I'll be like, Rocky Romero just laughed. He didn't deny it. He had his chance to deny it. Oh, man.
Very true. Imagine that, though. That would be insane.
It'd be the biggest. So 2022 was the biggest wrestling news year possible. It was just insane. Right. That's the thing that I think could make any other year bigger, is that if WWE works with all of its biggest competitors.
Do you do that in Dallas at the Cowboys Stadium, something like that? Something huge like that?
I think so.
You could do 100K. Imagine you could do 100K.
Easily 100K. Amazing. I mean, you look at the way that AEW tickets were selling, especially when they, like, the first few years and stuff, and you look at New Japan ROH sold out MSG. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and if that were to happen, there's no way Impact wouldn't want to get involved too. Like,
of course.
There,
right.
At least CMLL or AAA is going to be involved as well. Speaking of, I think that's interesting because you are often credited for being the Forbidden Door. I'm going to look at your last half year, just your last half year. You've wrestled in GCW, New Japan, AEW, All Japan, CMLL. You've wrestled for the MLW title, by the way, or the MLW national title, and that's in addition to, like, a ton of indies, Impact Wrestling as well. Like when they approach you to do stuff, they obviously know New Japan is your priority. Do you ever get anybody that's like, maybe don't work here, or maybe don't work there?
No, I mean, really, the only issue would be like AAA, just because,
Yes.
you know, New Japan has been working so, you know, with CMLL for so many years, and they're like, you know, it's like mafia wars down
Yes, it
there
is.
when it
It
comes
is.
to professional wrestling. So, but yeah, that's about the only one. But yeah, I mean, look, my thoughts on professional wrestling are, you know, is like, why not? You know, like why not make what it used to be, everybody, you know, does their own thing. And there's still so much space to, you know, to do your own product, do your own thing. But like, you need crossover now. I think like fans, they want to see that. That's what they're interested in. That's what can keep things fresh between companies. And why not? You know, like why not try to put, you know, some of these dream situations or these dream matches in front of the fans and make money? I mean, like, this is what, you know, professional wrestling is all about. You know, I think Forbidden Door was a great example of that, obviously. I mean, it did super well. You know, 2023, I hope that there will be more opportunities to go and do that. You know, I just want to be the ambassador for New Japan worldwide, you know, and I feel like, you know, 2022, I was able to do that a lot. And, you know, 2023, I want to break more doors down and you know, show the world that New Japan is awesome and bring talent from New Japan into different places and work with different companies and have our young generation be able to go and wrestle for GCW and Impact and AEW and CMLL and all these places, because I think that that's important. And I want, you know, the next generation of New Japan to be mega stars like Okada and Tanahashi. And you got to be able to go and travel and do those things, I think, to really build that great base to be a mega star.
And I think you've done a great job at it. I mean, it's to the point to where when I speak to New Japan strong talent, especially, I'll answer their question before I ask it, but because I always like to find out how people got certain places. And I'm like, I know the answer is Rocky Romero, but how'd you get into New Japan? And the answer is always Rocky Romero. It's always Rocky Romero, no matter what. Even if somebody else is like, I'll put in a good word for you, it's to Rocky Romero that they're putting in the good word to. I mean, I don't think that can be underscored enough because I remember before the pandemic, I did an interview with Harry Smith, and he talked about how he wanted to do some work with Impact, and New Japan was like, "No, Jeff Jarrett screwed us," and he was like, "That was like four regimes ago." He's like, "Nobody there even knows who Jeff Jarrett is anymore." Like,
Yeah.
he was like, man, it was frustrating, but also he understood, like, they don't forget. I mean, there were title changes that were not approved by New Japan on in other companies. Like, there were so many things that I don't think were handled nearly as delicately, and I think that you've done a fantastic job in doing that. Like, I mean, to for all the companies that have worked with New Japan to operate so smoothly and you never hear of any issues, I mean, I think that speaks a lot to the work that you've done.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, Impact. You know, Scott D'Amore has been nothing but a man of his word when it comes to, you know, dealing with New Japan, and, you know, also being super influential and being the, you know, the reason why New Japan is back on Access. You know, I mean, like, that's all Scott's work. So, you know, he's been great. I feel like, obviously, both companies can help each other. You know, they're of similar size. You know, and you know, and they. I feel like, you know, our demographics might be a little bit different. You
Sure.
know, but I think that there's enough space, you know, to help each other. And like, New Japan brings a certain type of fan. You know, Impact brings a certain type of fan to Access. And I feel like, yeah, 2023 should really be, you know, especially with fans being able to cheer in Japan. You know, I think the show's going to get really, really exciting for fans, and I think that Access is going to be a really important part of that, and especially working with Impact.
I'm sure I've talked to you since this has happened, but I didn't really get to talk to you about this. But last year, we saw or late last year, early this year, we got to see Roppongi Vice reunite, which is just incredible. Because I mean, that tag division was one of the things when New Japan made their push for American viewers that really drew me to it. How great has it been to do that and getting to see Sue more often?
Yeah, I get to see Sue a little more often, which is always nice. My mom and Sue are really good friends though on Facebook. They like,
oh, she's great.
Send each other stuff. It's really, really cute. She's like, did you see what Sue posted? And I'm like, no. And then she like shows it to me. It's like awesome. It's so cute.
Occasionally, hanging out. Like me and Sue have kept each other's numbers from where I did the interview with her, which was one of our top interviews of last year. And occasionally, because she was a teacher, she'll be like, how's your wife's class doing and stuff? She's wonderful. Like she's
got a book out.
I saw that.
She's got a new book out. Everybody should order it.
We did an article. The title was Chaos Member Sue publishes a book. Because you confirmed that she was a member of Chaos.
Of course, it's confirmed. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, we got you confirming that Sue is a member of Chaos. Jay White confirmed that Mia Yim was a member of Bullet Club. Like, I love this. I love this.
Wow.
Bring it in for one big hug.
You are getting the scoops. You are getting the scoops.
Right? But I mean, anyway. Roppongi Vice, yeah.
No, not only do I get to work with Trent, which is always awesome. He's one of my, you know, very best friends in the whole business. And I love wrestling with him and working with him. But also got to, I got to work with Orange Cassidy.
Yes.
And Big Chuck again. So, I mean, I've been lucky. I've been really lucky. Like I enjoy that. I get to do like fun stuff and just show up at AEW and get to work with these guys. And obviously like OC is so over with the fans and like, he's such an incredible performer. And I feel like he doesn't even get like the flowers that he should, because literally everything he does is so difficult. Like, imagine doing like all that wrestling with your hands in your pockets. And like, I feel like fans don't get how hard that is, you know, and like, or like even like Jim Cornette, like all the shit that he talks on Orange Cassidy is insane. It's like, dude, Jim Cornette couldn't freaking walk and tie his shoes at the same time, you know, like whatever, like or walk and chew bubblegum barely. And like, he's the most unathletic person I've ever seen. So it's like, then you see like Orange Cassidy and he's making fun of him. Like, I don't understand. It's like, you just don't get it, you know?
Even finding the pants you would need to wear to be able to do that effectively is a battle of its own. Like, just
yeah, he's got the whole thing down. He's got the right pockets and everything, you know? So
I also think that Chuck is very underrated. I love how aggressively 100%. He wrestles. He wrestles like somebody told him that he sucks at wrestling right before he goes through the curtain every time.
Yeah, there's like intention behind it. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I love
Chuck's
it.
An amazing wrestler too. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I've been lucky that I get to work with those guys. And it's cool that I can fill in when they need it, you know, and I can be that little fill in guy. You know, if OC's doing single stuff, then hey, I can be the third man for the trio stuff, you know, and it's cool. It's been fun.
And I love the best friends bridge to Chaos as well. I mean, I think that's very cool. Wrestle Kingdom on New Japan World, we've seen some alterations to the format. We've seen one night, we've seen back-to-back nights. Now we're seeing one on January 4th and one a few weeks later on New Japan World. How are you feeling about the changes, and which one has been your, well, I mean, you don't know how the new one's going to be, but like, how are you looking forward to this? Because categorically different than what we used to see.
Yeah, I think that Wrestle Kingdom makes sense because it's January 4th and they don't do it like every first weekend, mm-hmm. right? They always specifically do it on the 4th. So I feel like when it's during the week and it's on a Wednesday this week, it doesn't make sense to do two nights.
Yeah.
You know, the one night is enough, right? You know, especially who wants to stay up, you know, multiple nights at, you know, 4 a.m. to watch wrestling. That's really hard. So right in the middle of the week. But I think when, you know, in a couple of years, when it goes back to the weekend, two nights make sense. It really makes sense. And I know it's hard for the booking committee to really like figure out storyline wise how to make it interesting for two nights, you know?
Yeah.
But now with, you know, some experience doing it, I feel like they're going to definitely do a better job at it. But this year it'll be back to one night, and I think that's all it needs to be. And, you know, I think it's going to be special. And then I know that there's another Wrestle Kingdom date that they were talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it, to be honest.
Yeah. For Yokohama and all that.
Oh, for Yokohama. Right.
But
now I'm sure that'll be an exciting, I'm sure there's like some exciting announcements that are going to be a part of that as well.
So I love when it's like on a random day, like Monday, because they'll be like, who cares that it's Monday? Come to Wrestle Kingdom. Like, I love that. I love that, that marketing ploy. But I'll tell you another big piece of marketing is getting Kenny Omega back. Fascinated as to how this happened because I was told, you know, I'll say this. It was very clear he was working for something in our interview in June because, one, he had been out of action for months and months and months. Somebody hits me up and says, you want to interview Kenny Omega? And I go, what kind of question is that, first off? Like, you don't even ask me.
You just said no.
You tell me when. I left a funeral early to interview Kenny Omega on that day. Respect. Like, it was, yes, R.I.P. R.I.P. my neighbor Jane. But it was very clear something was going on there because he was kindly burying Will Ospreay. He was saying such nice things in that unique way that Kenny Omega does it. And I said to him out loud, Kenny, you know this is going to be the headline. I'm telling you it's going to be the headline. So when you get on Twitter and say, didn't expect that to be the headline, you're going to know. And he goes, well, let me dig myself out of this hole. Then he buries him even more. He buries him even more. So it's very clear he had some sort of idea way back in June. However, a lot of stuff happened between June and now that could have thrown that into question. What was that process like even getting Kenny approved?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good question. Let me think back. So, obviously, yeah, Kenny kind of knew where he wanted to go storyline-wise. But the pieces of the puzzle weren't really put together. I think Kenny kind of like foresaw, probably not knowing when it could actually happen, but like maybe in the next year. Okay, sure. Forbidden Door, they're missing Forbidden Door, you know, or Kenny wasn't going to be at Forbidden Door because he was injured. So it was
to promote that. Sorry to interrupt. Right. But it was to promote.
So he was probably thinking way ahead, not knowing like probably when this was going to happen. But like, I think that's just kind of shows the genius of Kenny Omega, and kind of like he's kind of thinking long term always. Like he's the type of guy who's playing chess while everybody's playing checkers, 100%, you know. So then obviously when the conversation starts to happen, you know, like could this be a matchup at Wrestle Kingdom? Yes, maybe, possibly. We start getting the ball rolling, then all of a sudden, you know, the Elite Punk thing happens, and then now it's like nobody knows. But if he does come back, he can probably do Wrestle Kingdom in time. But nobody knew for whatever, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it was. I mean, it felt like forever. And you know, everybody was pretty stressed out about it because obviously that's one of the key matches to Wrestle Kingdom this year. So been a lot of stress. Yeah, Sean, actually this year it's been kind of crazy.
It has been crazy. People getting bit, getting fired, like all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Right.
So did that suspension slow things down? And like, because I mean, that seems like an integral period, or did things really get rolling after that was up?
So it definitely put a pause on things. Mm-hmm. You know, there was definitely a pause on things because nobody really knew what was going to happen and what the timeline was going to be.
Sure.
You know, realistically, you know, just everybody was just like, and I didn't want to be like the person pushing and prying and being like, hey, well, don't forget, you know, like too much, because obviously it was a very sensitive subject.
Yes.
And you know, what everybody went through with that, you know, it just wasn't a good situation for anybody. So obviously, like, it was a touchy subject. So I don't want to be like, hey, well, what about us, Wrestle Kingdom, you know? So but yeah, it, you know, thank God, you know, it just kind of all unfolded and then unfolded quickly, and we're able to get back on track like super quick. And you know, Kenny's manager Barry is just super great to work with. You know, we worked with him when we did the Jericho deal previous, so there was always
a good relationship.
Bloom, yeah. So there's good relationship there, and he, you know, was great about communicating between AEW and New Japan as well, and just like, you know, keeping everybody on track. Be like, Barry, okay, we have like, you know, 4 weeks to get this done, so, you know, let's do it. And also, let just like because there was a lot of trust there and built before, it was easy to work with, like, because putting a deal like that together in 4 weeks, a lot of moving parts, contract going back and forth, you know, like all the red tape behind it, it's you know, it takes time. You know, it takes a lot of time. So but enough trust that like, okay, we know where we're going. We know this is our end goal. We're going to make it happen either way. We're going to make sure that everybody's happy on when we get there, but like, it's going to take a little time. And obviously with the situation with the guys being, you know, suspended or out or whatever you want to call it, definitely didn't help, at all.
Sure.
But you know, we got there, we got there. He's going to be there, guys. I promise.
As of now, you don't have a match announced. You're going to be in the Rambo.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to bring my boots.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to bring my boots. I'm going to bring the whole gear. And, you know, I mean, I feel like I could be a KOPW
Me too.
Champion.
Me too.
I think I'd be good at it.
I do too. And you take it everywhere. I could
come up some. Yeah.
Defend it at Wrestling Society X. It would restart just to book you for some reason.
Sean, like, who's spilling the beans? How do you know that Wrestling Society X is coming back and I'm bringing it back?
It was Human Tornado. He told me. So
first one we signed.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, another person I want to give flowers to, Leo Rush, has been fantastic for New Japan. I can't wait for that match. TJP and Akira against Leo, which for those that don't watch New Japan, it's Yo and Leo Rush. Perfect name.
Yo.
So, I mean, that's a guy who, you know, gets some flack because he's been in and out of wrestling and all that stuff, but I think he's transitioned really well. We've got a few minutes left before the Zoom that I haven't upgraded cuts us off. What match are you most excited to see besides Jay White Okada, Osprey Omega for Wrestle Kingdom on New Japan World?
You know, I'm actually excited for Carl Anderson, Tama Tonga, because there's a long history there. So I'm excited to see I want to see the promo package and like see how it's all built around, because there's obviously like so much history. And I like kind of like those deep stories like that. Leo versus
Catch
2-2 is going to be insane. TJP and Akira have been on fire the whole year. They're basically, you know, holding the whole division up on their shoulders and doing a fantastic job. So I can't wait to see what happens there.
TJP's like you said, Leo's killing it just all TJP's the time. Killing it,
man. He has like, so it's cool to see, like you said, like Leo is really doing well and thriving in New Japan. I think it's like the perfect place for him to show off his skills, but TJP as well. I feel like, you know, that's the exact perfect place. And Akira, he's a young kid and he's hungry and he's really, really, really good.
Guys, check it out. New Japan Wrestle Kingdom. We will have some sort of post show. We're working out the details on that, but make sure you check it out. New Japan World Wrestle Kingdom, January 4th. Rocky Romero, it's always awesome to talk to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Fightful, for hitting me up and letting me talk and do my thing. Thank you.
There's always something to talk to you about. Always there's something new. And we appreciate you for that. Thanks for keeping our subscriptions up by making wild stuff happen. And I'm pretty sure more wild stuff will happen at Wrestle Kingdom. Guys,
1,000%.
Until next time, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.